Welcome to GoToGal, episode number 152. As always, I'm your host, Jacqueline Malone, and today we are talking about goals. Now, this is not an episode that is a comprehensive, like, this is how you do your goals type of thing. Listen, you may have your own way of doing goals. You may be following a certain system or framework right now. You might be being like, goals, like, that's an idea. Maybe. No judgment-free zone here. Listen, we all do goals differently. But what I've realized is, this is so top of mind for me because I've been going through goal setting and strategic planning with a few of my private clients, and some of these conversations are coming up in our mastermind groups too. And I know that just like goal planning is probably on your mind. It is just a thing right now. That said, there are some mistakes that I'm seeing people making with their goal planning, and I have a few tips that are going to, whatever you are doing for your goals, whatever system or strategy, whatever planner, coach, whatever it is, I wanted to share these three tips with you that to bring these tips and apply them to whatever strategy you're using, whether it's literally just you writing down a couple of things on a piece of paper or whether you are following some step-by-step framework. These are three tips that are going to really set you on the right track to set the right goals and to put you on the right track to actually make your goals happen in 2021. So with that said, let's dive right on in. I think the best way for me to share these tips with you is to really walk through the mistakes that I see people making, mostly this year. Did I say that right? This year? I can't talk. So a podcaster who can't talk. I'm just, you know, just go with it here. So most of these are pulling from this year, conversations that I've had with clients, students, mastermind, and also pulling from my own network of peers of things that I have seen over and over again. Some of these are not, though, exclusive or special about 2020. Some of these are mistakes that people make every single year, even when we're not in a global pandemic and going through everything that we've gone through as a collective world this year, right? So I did want to make sure these were timely for now. However, these are timeless tips. Oh, see, I wasn't even planning that. We're just going with it. Okay. So the first mistake that I see people making is making uninspiring goals. Like, I don't know how else to say this, but like just like marginally better. Or sometimes people will even lower their goals of, okay, well, looking at 2020, I did this, like who knows what's going to happen next year. Like, let's just try to do the same. Or even if we did like a little bit less than 2020, like that would be a good goal. I'm like, what is going on here? What is this? So why is this happening? Also, small goals and lower goals are, what's the word for this? Like there's a scale. Like this is all context, right? So what is small or subjective? There's the word I'm looking for. This is subjective. So what is small to me and what is small to you and what is small to someone else is going to be different. So I really want you to think about this in context of where you are in your business and how much of a stretch a goal is. Because what is, again, what seems crazy or is small to someone is going, it's very subjective here. That said, why do I think this is happening? Again, this is not an exclusive to 2021 situation here. This is something I've seen every single year, but especially this year, and especially this year, because without realizing it, so many of us got into survival mode. When I say survival mode, I mean you literally were at a point. And I'll include myself in here, even though as a year as a whole, this was not my mindset. There were certainly moments and months where I was deep into this mindset. Very grateful that I got myself out of it to have my best months ever this year and significantly increase our year over year revenue. But I was right there. I was right there with you if this is you for many months. And so I totally get it. That said, what does it look like to be in survival mode? We're looking at the world around us and we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Maybe there's fear setting in that just is perceived from like everyone is losing their jobs. Maybe that's going to happen in my family. Or maybe there's an actual situation that happened to you where you're like, this happened. We need to be saving. We need to be, our business was hit hard. And you're making these decisions of cutting staff or, you know, cutting your own pay. And who knows, an unlimited amount of situations that could have happened this year, right? So maybe you were there and maybe you never moved on from there. Somewhere along the line, you figured out in your head or on a piece of paper or in a spreadsheet, this is how much money I need. This is how much money my family needs. And you've been busting your butt to hit that number. And maybe some months it goes over that number and some months it goes under that number, but it's been leveling out and you've been there and you've been holding the egg and you're in it and you're like, okay, we got this. We survived this, right? But you haven't gone past that. And this is where a lot of people, maybe you've had to create an entirely new revenue stream, an entirely new business, an entirely new pivot. And you've gotten back up to that point where like, okay, we're like, just like we're, as long as we're here, we're okay. We can pay our bills. We can survive. We can blah, 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 blah. But in 2021, you might be holding yourself back from thinking far beyond that. You might be afraid to get your hopes up and get disappointed again. You've maybe even convinced yourself that it isn't realistic to dream big. Who knows? I'm not going to sit here and like put a million things in your head, but I like giving these examples for you because this shows up differently. And sometimes we're quick to be like, well, that's not me. But when you hear how it shows up, then it's a little bit easier to be like, oh, wait, that sounds familiar. And maybe you recognize it in yourself. Maybe you recognize it in someone in your life, right? So be listening for yourself, but also be listening for your biz besties, be listening for your partner, be listening for your own clients, right? Because these are things that can really hold us back. So with survival mode, we may have just not even realize we're in survival mode, which is very possibly the case. Also, we may feel guilty for wanting more. Now, this is something that is just part of our like manifesto here at GoToGal, and that line, that quote, that if you go back to our episode 00 trailer is in there, is I can be grateful for everything I have and still want more. And that is something that I identified in myself early on and that I started to see with my clients is that once they hit a level of success, they felt almost guilty for wanting more. Like, I should just be grateful for what I have. Maybe you grew your business this year. Maybe this is your best year ever, right? You're on this upward trajectory, but you feel almost, you still are making your goal for next year very close to or the same to what you did this year because you feel guilty wanting more. You're like, I should just be grateful. I should just be grateful that I got this far, that I did this, that I was able to accomplish this. Like, who am I to want more now? And what I want to just point out to you now, but always, is these two things are not mutually exclusive. You can be grateful for everything you have. You can be grateful for everything that brought you to this moment, everything that has happened this year, good or bad, and you can, it's still okay to want more. Wanting more does not erase any gratitude that you have for what you have. Okay, so if this is you, if you think you are making this mistake, if you're like, you got me on this one, Jacqueline, I didn't even realize it, what do I do? What's my tip? What's the antidote to this? The antidote to this is to get your freaking hopes up. What did you think I was going to say? The antidote is to actually, like, gosh, like, yeah, I'm going to giggle at this whenever because I think we have to kind of, you know, shake things up a little bit and make ourselves laugh. But seriously, get your freaking hopes up. What is it? Why are we so afraid of our hopes? What is there? And gosh, we have been through enough disappointment this year that I feel like we've been like working those disappointment muscles and we can handle it. We can handle getting let down. But here's the thing. If you don't allow yourself to put that big number down on a piece of paper, if you don't allow yourself to actually set a goal with yourself for something because you're like, it's just not realistic or I don't want to get, you know, why would I even do that? It's impossible or I don't want to get my hopes up. If you do that, you're basically saying you don't believe it's possible, right? If you're not even willing to admit to yourself that you want to go for something, there's a lack of belief there. And I can't help you with that specifically during this podcast episode, but I want to shine light on that of not only is it okay to get your hopes up and dream bigger, but it is a necessary part of the process for going beyond where you are now, is to believe that something bigger, something more is possible and can happen for you and can happen for you in the next 12 months. So dare to dream here. If putting down one big number is just too much, then let's do a good, better, best goal. I learned about good, better, best goals from Todd Herman and the 90-Day Year Program. And while Todd applies them to a 90-day plan, you can absolutely apply them to any type of goal, right? And what I like about this is it allows us to set, like, so I like to do the number that I'm thinking I usually do as my better goal. And so then I'm like, okay, what feels like a little bit more attainable than that? And that'll be my good. And then I'll stretch myself a little bit more and that'll be my best. And some people actually do like an even bigger goal. And it's like the infinity, like who knows, like the wild card or the infinity goal. And just to throw something even crazier out there. But this allows you to have a few targets. If you're really afraid of letting yourself down, if you're afraid of putting something on paper that you know, I don't know, you're afraid to commit to, or that like just feels too much, having these three goals gives you room to be stretching yourself while also having that maybe safety number that gives you the security while still opening up your mind to the possibilities of thinking bigger. Listen. These goals are for revenue. These goals are for opportunities, for any types of goals that you're putting together. If you don't believe it's possible, it's going to be really hard. Not only is it going to be hard to do the thing if you don't believe it's possible, right? Part of the reason why it's hard to get that result if you don't believe it's possible is because you won't see the opportunities along the way. So I want to explain this because sometimes we just think these things are just like, I don't know, hocus pocus, or like, okay, Jacqueline, if I don't write it down on a piece of paper, then I can't do it. All right. But there's a method to the madness here. And if you're not aware, if you're not thinking big enough, if you're not open to certain opportunities, you might miss them because you simply are not aware of them. So what do I mean by this? Well, one, if you have ever gotten a car, doesn't have to be a new car, any car, a new to you car. If you've ever gotten a car, if you notice, once you get that car, immediately you start to notice all of the other cars on the road that are exactly like your car. And that's this phenomenon that happens because now you're aware, more aware of this car, right? And so you start to notice it everywhere. Or if the car is a certain color, you start to notice more cars in that color. If you've ever been pregnant, you may have noticed a million other people who have also been pregnant. And you're like, gosh, I didn't realize so many people were pregnant. And it just comes into your awareness field, right? And so you start to notice it more. Well, the same thing happens when you set your goals, is your brain is now looking for evidence to support that belief that that goal is possible. And your brain is looking for opportunities and pathways to get you to that goal. So you're going to notice things that you would simply have not noticed otherwise. Quick funny story here. So this is kind of embarrassing, but it's funny. So this year, I don't know what it was, but those political emails that you get that like were, you know, if you're in the marketing space, like we know better, right? But these emails sometimes are written in such a way, like the subject line, that like you almost feel like they're for you. And so I had contributed to a few campaigns. And so I was of course then on everybody's email list, right? And so I start getting all of these political emails. And it was funny because a few of them, and even though I knew better, even though I knew that this was smart email marketing, I opened a few of the emails because I was like, are they really talking to me? do they really want me? Do they really need me? Like, what is this? I don't know. I'm not looking at the subject lines of those emails, but it was something like, we need you, Jacqueline, or like, can you help us out with this, Jacqueline? Or like something like that, where I'm like, is it like, are they really reaching out to me? And I had this belief that maybe they were, and I don't know why. And it was kind of silly, but maybe not, right? And so I just kept thinking, I don't know, I opened up two or three of these emails thinking that they may actually have been reaching out to me for my support with something, like personally, like, you know, not just in an email campaign. And of course, I opened up the emails and that was not at all the case, right? Well, it's funny because after a couple months of this, we did get an email from Biden's campaign. Now, it was not for Biden to come on the podcast. If Biden or Kamala wanted to come on the podcast, I definitely would have made that work in some capacity, but it was not for that. But Biden's campaign did reach out, and they had a few different people who they wanted to pitch to come on the podcast, not members of the campaign, but I don't know, like supporting people. We weren't able to make it work. It wasn't the right fit. But I was just cracking up when that happened because, like, one, I'm like, we never would have opened up this email. Two, I'm like, it's so crazy because I've been kind of like teasing myself that I keep opening up these marketing emails thinking that, like, oh, like they need me. And here they are pitching us. And so that was really funny. And even though nothing came of that, it's a mindset, right? Now, I share that story. And in the same time period, an opportunity also happened for me to get featured in Forbes. And I shared this email with a team member recently. And we were cracking up because I'm like, listen, if I had not trained my brain to think, of course these things are going to happen. Of course Biden wants to be on my podcast. No, that didn't, you know, but... But right. But it's like, of course they're reaching out. They need my support. Of course, Forbes is going to want to feature me. Right. So if I had not been open to these possibilities of just, it's just only a matter of time before these things happen. Right. I would have missed out on this. And the email that led to me being featured in Forbes, I probably would have never even opened the email. And if I was in a different mindset, if I didn't believe that it was possible, I probably would have thought the email was a scam. And I share that with you because how many opportunities are you missing out on because you don't believe they're possible? How many times are you talking to the exact person who can open up that door for you? How many times is your own client or your own mentor or your own best friend or just the random person you end up chatting with on Clubhouse or whatever. How many times is that person the exact person that can help you do whatever it is you're trying to do? But if you don't believe it's possible, you're not going to see the opportunity. You're not going to see the door. You're never going to make that ask. You're never even going to hear it in the right way, even if it's offered to you, because if you don't believe it's possible, your brain is going to mess it up. So, gosh, I'm spending a lot more time on this first one than I thought I was going to. But this is important. This is huge for you. Really, I want you to get your freaking hopes up and just start stretching yourself beyond what you've allowed, what you've like kind of given yourself permission to be acceptable with, right? Of like, what does it look like beyond that? And I want you to truly believe that it's possible. And that means committing to it. And maybe commitment first looks like putting it on a piece of paper. We don't have to take all the steps right now, right? The first step is putting it on a piece of paper. The second step is, what is the second step? Doesn't matter what the second step is. No, the first step is putting it on a piece of paper. Once you commit to that goal, then you start putting your plan together for how to make that happen. And there's a million other decisions you need to commit to along the way. But the first step is allowing yourself to even think that big, to even put that goal on a piece of paper. You don't need to know all the steps. All you need to do is once, you don't need to see the whole pathway of how it's going to happen. But it starts with that first step. Quick other story. This comes up and I feel like it's a good analogy. If you're like, it's so hard to commit, or why does it matter if I put it on the paper or not? So non-business example, but when I was getting married, I was engaged, we were planning this big wedding, and I reached out to a venue that I really liked, but they didn't have a liquor license. And that was important to my guests, that there was going to be a liquor license available for the wedding. That was something that we knew was important. And so when I was talking to the person, I was like, well, can you guarantee, because they were doing things to get this license, I was like, can you guarantee that by our wedding date, that license will be in place? And I'll never forget, they were like, no, I can't guarantee that. And they're like, I can't even guarantee that you're going to get married. And I can tell you right now, as a newly engaged woman, as a bride who is potentially going to hire a venue, this was a horrible thing to say in this set. I was livid at this random person I never even met. I was like, okay, I guess we're not having our wedding reception there. But it's funny because I remember that conversation. I mean, now I've been married for 12 years, over 12 years. So over a decade later, I don't remember all the venues that I called, right? But that stuck with me. And it's funny because when I think about things like this, that story comes to mind. Because while I did not want to hear that in that moment, and while I don't think that's ever an appropriate thing to tell a like happily newly engaged bride who's shopping for venues, you know, they were right that not all people who get engaged get married, right? But if you are married, think about it. The day you got engaged, you were committed to getting married. You might have been committed to getting married even before you got engaged, right? But there was something about that. You got engaged and you start planning your wedding. And you start doing things in preparation for the wedding that, like, you're just planning on it happening. You have faith that it is going to happen. And gosh, if that was you in 2020, maybe it happened in a different way than you thought it was going to happen. But when we make that commitment, we have this belief that it's going to happen. And that belief carries us through all of the decisions to make it happen. It carries us through all of the stressors of planning. It carries us through all of the carries us through all of the things. And I want you to think about that when it comes to your goals and your business, because having that commitment to your goal, that first step, get engaged to your goal, that's awkward, but you know, what does it take to have that commitment? Because when you're committed to your goal, you're forcing yourself to get creative. You're forcing yourself to think outside the box. You're forcing yourself to think about ways of how you can make it happen. Because it's no longer about, can this happen? Am I allowed to make this goal? Am I greedy for making this goal? What is, you know, all of these excuses you may have for making the goal. As soon as you commit to it, it becomes about, how do I make this goal happen? And when those are the questions that you're asking yourself, when that's the question you're asking yourself, you're going to find the solution. You may make some mistakes along the way. It may take a few different kinds of solutions to get to the right solution. But setting that goal is putting you on that path to find the solution. And as I like to say, your business moves at the speed of your beliefs. So you got to believe it's possible. And putting it on a piece of paper is one of the first steps to believing that it's possible. Okay, that is a wrap for part one of my three tips for goal setting in 2021. I am going to release the next part with your next two tips on Thursday of this week. So if you are already listening and it is New Year's Eve or after, you could just binge them both right away. If you are listening and it's before the new year, then you're going to have to wait a couple days to get that part two. So thanks for hanging out with me today. So excited to see you stretch your limits of what you think is possible. I'm so excited to see you take that leap to get your hopes up and to really go for it in 2021. Two quick things before I leave you. One, if this episode today resonated with you, if you know someone else who needs to hear this message, send them a text, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, wherever, if it's one person or if it's a group of people who you know could benefit from hearing this message. I would so appreciate you sharing it with them and just putting that ripple effect of us all expanding what's possible in 2021. Also, if you are looking for more support with your business in 2021, whether it is in working one-on-one with me as a coach or in a mastermind program, I do have Farnoosh Strabi and I have a mastermind for podcasters. We have a go-to gal mastermind for those of you who are right around that six-figure mark, going to surpass that or at least hit that in 2021. And we also have a smaller group for those of you who are making over $200,000 a year. So depending on what you're looking for, there different groups may be, or just working with me privately may be the best solution. So if that is something on your mind, wanting that additional support in 2021, send me a DM on Instagram, Jacqueline_Malone, and we'll chat it out. We'll see which one is a fit for you, if any, and if, you know, if one sounds like a fit, I'll help guide you to which one is the best way for you to reach your goals in 2021. Sometimes you need that one-on-one coaching. Sometimes you need that group and you need the right group, right? So we'll chat it out, figure out the best way to support you with your goals in 2021. So just send me a DM on Instagram and I will give you the details from there.
Okay.
I'm cheering you on.
Can I just say thank you so much for listening? I don't think I say it enough, but I love that you are here. If you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've been getting value from this podcast, would you do me a quick favor? Head on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. When you leave a rating and review, it basically tells iTunes that they need to spread the word and tell more people about this podcast. And I am on a mission to get the word out. I'm so grateful for your support. We want to make sure to shout you out too. So if you do leave a rating review, keep your eyes and ears open. We will be either shouting out on the podcast or on Instagram stories.